सो विल डू वर्स नंबर 36। अवाच्य वादांश्च बहून् वदिष्यन्ति तवाहिताः निन्दन्तस्तव सामर्थ्यम् ततो दुःखतरं नु किम्। अवाच्य वादाम, ही सेज द वर्ड्स दे विल यूज, इज अ ब्यूटिफुल एक्सप्रेशन। ही सेज, भगवान सेज, डोंट इवन आस्क मी टू रिपीट वॉट लैंग्वेज दे विल यूज। यू नो समटाइम्स somebody is use very foul language and then you are reporting, especially as a child, you are reporting to your mother. You know, these are the words. You don't want to use the same words that the boys have been using in the playground. You say, mother, don't make me repeat, you know, what they spoke. So he said, Bhagavan says, don't make me repeat what words they will use about you. They will not only call you coward and those are very mild. They will use such words that I can't even repeat them. He says, avachya vadam and bahun. And it's not one or two. Hundreds of such choice words they will use. You know, choice, in India, mean galis. They will use proper bad words for you. Each and every one. And not one, repeatedly, and everybody. All those soldiers you see, thousands. All of them will be using all unspeakable words repeatedly about you, vadishyanti, and they will keep on. That's why he says avyayam, for long period. Why? Because tava ahitaha, they are your enemies, they are not your friends. These Kauravas who are standing here, they are not your friends. They are not here to come to praise you. Like even for Hitler and for Julius Caesar, when Julius Caesar died, he says, I come here not to praise Caesar or something like that. I remember I had memorized that when I was in high school. So here he says, they have not come here to praise you. They have come here to fight. And if you don't fight, they will obviously criticize you. And what will they say? Nindan ta tava samarthyam. And your strength and your power and your abilities, they will make fun of. This guy, he was not... He used to think he was a great warrior, but literally, actually, he was not. He was a nobody. And that's what he says. He says, they will use such words. Tato dukhataram nukim. There can be no greater tragedy. See, one is if you die, but you will be alive and you, the news will reach you, you know, in the Himalayas. And see, people will come and give the news, you know, what that guy was saying about you. So it's not going to end. Even you go to the Himalayas, some guy will show up there and say, oh, you're Arjuna? You know what they are talking about you? Because people are very good at reporting news. So they will talk about you. So don't worry about it. You cannot escape this. So he says, there it can be. And then you think you will get away from that. It will be a repeated sorrow. Here it is one time. You know, the war was 18 days. You do your duty and he will talk about it. Even if you die, it is okay. Even if you win, it is okay. But there can be no greater tragedy than repeatedly listening to things that are against your prestige, against your... See, if nobody knows you, like as I said, there's nobody knows you, you're, you know, living somewhere here, and you do something bad... How many people know? But a leader, he says, you will be repeatedly criticized. Like not knowing anybody. There's a story about Einstein. Did I tell you about Einstein's chauffeur? It's a very interesting story. So Einstein used to be invited to talk about his theory of relativity. It's a funny story. And he used to be invited every evening, you know, because it was such a new theory. Nobody knew anything about it. And he had the same chauffeur, and the chauffeur used to drive him every evening to a different function, different group in some different city, different town. Same chauffeur will go with him. And so this went on for months, and Einstein one day is tired. He says, same thing I have to talk, you know, E equals MC squared. And the same people, same question, different people, but the same question they will ask. I'm so tired of saying all this. I'm so bored. I wish I didn't have to do this. You know, every day I have to talk and same questions. The people don't even ask. So chauffeur said, I have a wonderful idea. He says, look, where we are going, nobody knows you and nobody knows me. He says, yes. He says, you put on the chauffeur's cap and chauffeur's jacket, and I'll put on your jacket. And I'll go and give the speech. I've heard you give the speech 100 times. I can do it as good as you. And the questions, I've heard all the answers. He used to always sit in the back. I know all the questions. I'll answer them. Don't worry about it. I'll save you today. Einstein is so happy. Ah, thank God. So he puts on the chauffeur's hat, chauffeur's jacket, and he's driving the car. And they reach that place, and this chauffeur gets up. Everybody, oh, sir, come on, come on. And Einstein is made to sit in the back like a chauffeur, and everybody's honoring him and garlanding him and speaking about Einstein. And then he's sitting on the stage, and it is the chauffeur, and he's feeling very happy that, look, I am being honored. And finally, he has to give the speech, and he gives a beautiful speech, perfect, like Einstein had done. Everybody claps. Any questions? So people ask all kind of questions, and he answers just like that. Very good. And then one physics professor wanted to show his smartness. So he asked a very involved, convoluted, long, very difficult question. He said, let me see if Einstein can answer it. Now, this question the chauffeur had never heard. So he is now, you know, I have never heard this question. And how, from where did this guy come up? So chauffeur says, you know what? This question is so easy. Even my chauffeur sitting in the back can even he can answer that. What question here? So the point is that if people don't know you, then it is okay. But you are well known, you are respected. And what will people say? He was chicken. Like, you know, when we are going on this magic mountain on the rides, and the boys will say, the young kid, he's scared. You are a chicken. Come on, let's go. You know, they will, that's how they'll make fun of. So that's what people will call you. They will call you a chicken. They will call you, that's nothing. Chicken is a very mild word compared to what they will use. So there cannot be a greater tragedy. Why? Because people know you. You are so loved. You are so respected. You are so honored. Sambhavitasya cha akirti maranadati richyate. It is fate worse than death. So please don't do that. Rise to your stature. See, you are worth something, and you are acting. It's like somebody is born in the family of Mahatma Gandhi or John F. Kennedy or some, you know, very respected Martin Luther King's grandson or somebody. And then if they misbehave, they say, look, you know, your grandfather was this and your great-grandfather, and how are you behaving? So Arjuna belonged to a very royal family. So he says, keep up to your stature. Do not fall down from where you are. So that's the essence of this. See, this kind of repetitious, but I think because Bhagavan wants to hammer again and again to the student. Because now what Bhagavan is telling him, that you are in a win-win situation. If you win the battle, you have still won. If you lose the battle and get killed, it is still good for you. Don't worry about it. So verse number 37. Hato va prapsyasi swargam. Jitva va bhokshyase mahi. Tasmad uttishtha kaunteya. Yuddhaya krita nishchayah. So he says, hato va, or so what are the two options? Either you will live or you will not live. So say if you get killed in the battle, hato, if you get killed, okay, or if you get killed, then what will happen? Prapsyasi swargam, you will get heaven, and we'll talk about that. And suppose you don't get killed and you win, jitva, or if you win, bhokshase mahim, then you will enjoy the kingdom. Because you will be the unrivaled king of this whole most powerful kingdom of India. So you will be the king. So you will enjoy the kingdom. And if you die, you will go to heaven. Tasmat, therefore, uttishtha, wake up, get up. O Kaunteya, Kunti. Again, he calls him Kunti's son, because Kunti was a very noble lady. She was a very evolved soul, very noble. And he says, you are the son of such a noble, evolved lady. And you are acting like that. The moment, anytime he says Kaunteya, it is in a way a little bit sarcastic that, look, you know, you are the son of Kunti and this is how you are behaving. You should be worthy son of your mother. Yudhaya Krita Nishchaya. Get up and fight. Get up and do your duty. As I said, his job at that time was to fight for us. It is not, Gita is not a book of battle that teaches us to fight. It teaches us to do our duty. Wherever you are, whatever your duty is, as I said, whether you are a mother or a father or a child or a, whatever your duty is, do it to the best of your ability. Here, it is a situational text. So he says, Hato va praapsyasi swargam. Because it was well mentioned in the scriptures that a soldier doing his duty, if he perishes in the war, he goes to heaven. And not only a soldier, but any person who is faithfully performing their duties. And it so happens, say if a person is doing his job and then meets with a car accident or gets a heart attack or something. If throughout my life I have done what my duty is, then at the time of death, it is guaranteed you will go to heaven. So same way, if you fight in this war, which is the just war, which is a war for good against evil, you will go to heaven. And if you perish, this heaven is guaranteed. And if you win, wow, then you are the king. In those days, there was no surrender. Either you kill or killed. That's what happened. How did they win the war? Every Kaurava brother was killed. All the 100 were killed. Only then the war was considered won. People didn't surrender. Or they were not captured and all either. So if you win, you will be the king of the whole kingdom. So wake up. And again, he is reminding Arjuna that throughout your life, you have fought against injustice. You were always choosing the side of the people who were being persecuted. You, throughout your life, you have done the right thing. You have been a true warrior. You have been a true servant. You have been a true leader of the community. And you have fought always against injustice. And here is an opportunity to fight against the most unjust people in this country. And so you have, this is something you have always been doing. And it is a win-win situation. We can see that very clearly. As we said, if you win, you will be the king. And if you don't win, you will still go to heaven. And not only that, but if you win and become the king, then ultimately when you die, even after 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, because you have done your duty well, your goal will be heaven. And then Krishna also, Bhagavan tells him in the 6th chapter that you will continue your spiritual journey. So whatever you have progressed, you have made in this life, nothing goes to waste. People say, how about if I die without realizing the truth, without reaching God? Bhagavan says, don't worry. Wherever you are, suppose you have, instead of the 20 steps, you have climbed to 10. Next life, I'll put you on the 11th step. You have done 10, you start on the 11th. Yes, you have to be born as a child and learn ABCD and all that. But your spiritual journey will not be interrupted wherever you are. Even if somebody says, oh, I'm already 70 years old, it is too late. It is never too late. Start from wherever you are. Start and decide, this is my life, this is my goal, and this is where I am going to go, and just continue. So because life does not end at death. See, we don't believe that life ends at death. Death is only a stopping station. It is a like a junction, like where I... like a bus stop, say from here, if I'm going to San Diego, I go from here to Los Angeles, and there are buses going from everywhere. There are buses going to Riverside and then going to Las Vegas and going to Pomona and going to Santa Maria and all those places. And then I wait. When is my bus to San Diego? It's after 4 hours. So I sit and wait. I go get a sandwich or something. And then when the time for my bus comes, I get on the bus and pay my fare. So similarly, death is, Buddhists call that bardo. Death is a place where I go and wait for my next body. And according to my karmas, according to my abilities, I get a suitable body, a suitable family, suitable mother and father. And that's how I continue my journey. So death is not the end of life. Death is just a change of clothes. It is you just drop your old body and get a brand new body, just as you drop your old jacket and buy a new jacket. You don't feel sorry, oh, I have to, my old jacket is torn. I think last time I talked about it and it has holes in it. No, it's okay. It has holes now, it doesn't work. Let me buy a new jacket. The same way your body becomes old and has holes all over and nothing, you can control nothing and everything is leaking from everywhere. It's better to drop that body and take a new body. So that is a win-win situation for you. And as we said, it is a meant for Arjuna, and the duties we have to perform according to our temperament. And that's why even your children, we have to make sure that we give them a proper direction according to their likes and dislikes. If somebody likes art and you force him to become an engineer or force him to become a doctor or something, but he likes art or music, he's going to be miserable. You say, oh, artists and musicians don't make money. But yes, if you go in this profession, you. So we have to give people what they are suited for. If you force them to do something that is not their temperament, not their personality, they won't be happy. So that's what he's telling Arjuna, that your temperament is of a warrior, your training is of a warrior, your personality is of a warrior. So arise and awake. Same way Swami Vivekananda, most of you have heard of him, he had a very famous line, arise, awake, stop not till the goal is reached. And what he was saying was not, somebody said, oh, that he was talking about the independence. No, he was not. Swami Vivekananda was not a political leader. He was a Mahatma. He was a great saint. When he says, arise, awake, stop not till the goal is reached, he's quoting from the Kathopanishad. There's a very beautiful verse that he. I'll kind of say that, and then it's very. I may have covered it before, but it's worth. So the verse in the Kathopanishad is Uttishtha Jagrata Prapya Varan Nibodhata Churasya Dara Nishidadurathyaya Durgamapatha Tat Kavayo Vadanti. So the teacher, of course, in the Kathopanishad is Yamaraj. He's telling Nachiketa. He says, Uttishtha Jagrata, wake up, arise and awake. That's what Swami Vivekananda ji also said. Utishta jagrata prapya varan nibodhatata. He says, find a good teacher and then learn from the teacher. Learn nibodha, learn perfectly, learn clearly what you have. Find a good teacher, find a good place where you can study. And vara, and it should be a wise person who is very evolved, who is very smart. Nibodhata, and learn clearly from that individual. So first you arise and awake means don't just sleep. It's okay. It's too tough, or I don't think I can do it in this life, or it's not practical. See, people come up with all different excuses. He says, no, there is no excuse. Arise, awake, find the right teacher. And we have been so blessed in the Chinmaya mission that we have Pujya Gurudev himself. All the commentaries that you all have are by Pujya Gurudev himself. And then all these acharyas who come periodically are, we are so blessed. Swami Ishwaranand ji, yesterday Vimal ji came, beautiful. The Prashnopanishad, he did so well in such a practical Upanishad. It's not even something which was very high or very evolved. I mean, he teaches at all the levels. He teaches at the highest level, at the basic level, and at the lowest level. He will be coming again. And this Prashnopanishad, if you don't have it, I think buy it from the office, because it's a very, very practical, very simple Upanishad. It takes us from the lowest to the highest, and he will continue that. So here the teacher tells prapya varan nibodhatah. Then he goes further. He says, churasya dhara nishidha duratyaya. So he says it is like walking on a razor's edge. Like say you are walking on a sharp sword or a sharp razor. And suppose you slip. What's going to happen? You'll slip. You will hit your neck and you will be dead. So a person on the spiritual path is like walking on a razor's edge. You have to be very careful. You can't deviate, because once you have decided that is my goal, then I cannot afford to even slip. Durgama patha tat kavayo vadanti. That's what Yamaraja, the teacher, says, that kavaya, the great teachers in the past, have said that this path is very difficult. Difficult is not to scare us, but that one has to be very cautious. So once you are on this path, it's like if on any path to be a mountain climber, it's not easy. If you decide to climb Mount Everest, how much work it requires, or to win the Olympics, or even to go to engineering school or medical school or law school, how many years of studying, and then the exams are so tough. Even thing like cooking and all, everything needs training, needs effort. So here also, it needs effort and constant alertness. So that is why he says, Utishtha Kaunteya, arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached. Because he's quoting from, not directly quoting, but the same word is used in Kathopanishad. Many of the Bhagavad Gita verses make reference to Kathopanishad. So here Bhagavan is telling him, arise, awake, and krita nishchaya, and have a firm determination, not wishy-washy. If I do it, it's okay. If I don't do it, then you cannot succeed. Even you start a business and you say, it's okay, if the business succeeds, fine. If not, I'll start a new business. You'll never succeed. To make a business successful, you have to do day and night, 7 days a week, 365 days. There is no holiday. Then only your business will be successful. Otherwise, especially I've seen these, some of the people who up in the Bay Area who do startups, how hard they work. My God, I'm Neeru's nephew. The way he used to work, never took a day off for years. He was working. Even when we would be at lunch or dinner, he would be on his phone talking, texting. It was almost rude, you know. That we are all sitting for dinner, and now he's become so successful. He has branches in the Philippines and in Japan and in several parts of, you know, of the US. He has multiple, and he's all the time traveling. The point is that to be successful in anything, you have to put in effort. And so that's what he's telling. Krita nishchaya, become determined, become, you know, decide what you want, and then alone, you will be successful. So these verses pretty much just tell us that what is his duty, and if he doesn't do his duty, how people will insult him, people will mistreat him and talk bad about him. And he was a warrior. He was not like Buddha or Shankaracharya or like Jesus. He was not that evolved that he could give up his family. And then he tells him that do what is right, because that's what you have done all along. And if you do, even if you perish, there's nothing to fear. And even if you win, it is still good. So today we just kind of, it's the same point, but little different terms. And then next week is a very beautiful verse where he will tell us how to do our duty or true karma yoga. What is karma yoga? As we said, the second chapter is a summary of all the other 16 chapters to come, from 3 to 18. So it is like an introduction. So he will talk a little about Karma Yoga next week. We have a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. Any questions, either about this or anything else, if you think you need to ask or discuss or bring up? Yes.
You know, Lord Krishna says, don't be attached to the results, but then do your duties. And how can you not be passionate about your job or your work? You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You have to be passionate about what you're doing in order to do it well.
Right, right.
How do you be detached from your work?
Right.
And not expect the results, but still do your duty. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, yes. No, that's a very good question. See, attachment is, we think of, actually with attachment, actually your activities become less, because you are so focused on the result that your actions are actually not good. I have given this example before. There are two salesmen who are making a presentation, and one salesman is thinking that if I get this contract, which is worth 6 million, 1% commission is 6,000 or whatever. So if I win this, then I'll get 6,000, then I'll go to Hawaii, I'll take my family. So he's attached at that moment. And another person says, my job is to make a good presentation. I don't care about the commission. He also knows that he will get the 6,000. But while he's making the presentation, he doesn't care. So attachment is where I am depending on the result for my happiness. The result should, the attachment or the goal should be to do a good job. The result will take care of itself. While you are working, what is attachment? Attachment is being focused on the result and becoming so caught up in the result that your performance suffers. So among the two salesmen, who will do a better job? The one who's not worried about the commission. What is my job is to make a good. So people who are attached, actually, like if you look at the example of any great people, you look at Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, you look at any great leaders, they were not attached to a particular result. Their goal was to the higher goal, freedom for the country, for Martin Luther King, freedom for blacks. And when they are working, their goal is so high, their vision is so high, that they are not attached either to their physical comforts. They are not even worried about success or failure. They do what is right. If I fail, I'll just start all over again. But a person who is attached to the result, when he fails, then he becomes so disheartened that he stops working.
Yeah, but you have to be passionate about what you're doing.
Yes, you have to be passionate about what you're doing now, but not worry about. No, you have to be do your full effort. We are not saying that you don't work. But while your attachment is I plus I want. So if you are working for I plus I want, then your action is contaminated. Actually, next week, the verse, he will talk about that. Exactly the same question will be answered next week. Sukha dukha same kritva labha labha jaya jayo. So he will say that next week. So while I am doing the action, my result, my goal is on the action, not on the what I will gain out of it. Attachment is that there is a selfish motive. Or sometimes it could be a motive for society. If I do this, society will benefit. Even that will hold you back. You say this is the right thing to do. Like Buddha wasn't trying to start a group called Buddhism. Christ was not trying to start a religion called Christianity. He said, my job is to preach. How many ever people come, let me just. And ultimately, it is their followers who then continued. So they were not doing it for myself. Attachment means I plus I want. That's what Gurudev says. So there is a difference between attachment and passion. We are not saying that you work, don't work hard. But at the end of the day, that's also contentment. Santosha is one of the very important qualities that I do my best, but at the end of the day, whatever the Lord has given me, thank you, and then I continue that. So we're not saying don't work with passion, but do not focus on the results. Thank you. That's a good question. I will answer that more in detail next week. Anything else?
Also, don't they say that without egocentric desires?
Yes, yes.
The same what you're saying, I.
True. Right. I plus I and mind. Yeah, but ego is I and mind. Yeah. Right. But the Lord is working through me. For a devotee, it is that. The Lord is working through me. For a Vedantin, it is I am that consciousness. The body, mind, and intellect are my equipment. And they are working. I am not working. So both are doing the same thing. But one is devoting to the Lord. One is saying, I'm not even working. I am the consciousness. And Bhagavan will say it in the fifth chapter, you know, while walking, talking, sleeping, sneezing. He says, I na kinchit karomi iti. I don't do anything. So it depends which level, but both end result is the same. There is no doership. There is no I and mine. everything is happening because of the higher power, and this whole world is just a dream, just an illusion that I am. Thank you very much. I'm so blessed I get to read all this, and every Sunday I feel so happy. Thank you so much. Hari Om. We'll see you next week. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru. Hari Om.